Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. And joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI. Good morning. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed. Wow, I'm going to apologize right now to the listeners for sounding so sinusy, and maybe I sound hoarse. I don't know what I sound like, but oh my goodness, the pollens are overwhelming me. So to all of my allergist brethren and colleagues, oh, I should have seen you about 50 years ago and gotten shots, and I wish I had, but I didn't, and I'm still too stubborn to come over and get shots from you guys. But wow, I love the spring and the fall. That they kill my head. And I know I should do more for it, but I just suffer and complain about it, Ed. But wow, is it beautiful out there, all the flowering trees. Love the nicer weather. And it kills my head and sinus and voice. So I'm not sick, people. I just sound really, really bad today. So, Ed, how are you?
Well, it sounds kind of like Rambo, like a cool guy,
Little James Earl Jones. Maybe that would work. But no, not that. Just, a lot of people come in this time of the year and they actually feel physically sick from pollen. It's an amazing thing. It can really affect a lot of people badly. So for those people who are suffering, yeah, there's a lot over the counter that you can get, you know, things like in the Claritin class and Flonase class, you know, that you can use for pills or sprays for your sinuses. I'm sure Ed's going to talk about some natural things that we can do. One of the best things for me, Ed, though, is just, you know, getting all that pollen off of me when I get home, taking a shower. Getting rid of all that so you don't sleep in the pollen, and keeping the windows rolled up in the car, which I hate to do because it's so nice outside, but you know, not breathing all the pollens as much as you can. How about you?
Well, that makes total good sense. In fact, of course, from the holistic viewpoint, there is a spray called X-Clear. I wish that I could get you some at this moment, because X-Clear is actually at a lot of medical conferences because it has a substantial amount of research that if you do X-Clear many times a day, it will prevent substances that are small from sticking to the mucous membranes. It doesn't remove them, but it helps to slow it down significantly. And that,
wish we had some here.
Yeah. After we leave, maybe I'll run over there and get you a bottle. But X-Clear,
awesome.
And then also, you know, nutritional items can be an option to help lower the histamine level. They don't act as antihistamines as drugs, but they do act as a preventative for excessive histamine. So it's more like, it's not going to relieve your symptoms in 2 hours, but if you started today, within 2 to 3 days, you may have lessening symptoms. Of course, these don't have any substantial side effects. But,
well, honestly, you know, I can't even tolerate those things. Yeah. Antihistamines, it doesn't matter. Claritin, all those, I'm a wimp with those. They knock me out.
Yeah, and they can have other things like prostate swelling, can't they, and a few others?
Yeah, any antihistamine can make you retain fluid, you retain urine, and you know, have trouble peeing. So that can be for men or women, actually. But yes, that causes that in a lot of people. For me, it's the sedation that you get with even Claritin. It's a very low risk, but of course I get that being a doctor. So I just suffer through it. Yeah, should have gone for allergy shots as a 10-year-old is what I should have done.
Yeah, that would recalibrate the immune system's response, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, I've never been allergy tested, and who knows? You know, we have an allergy clinic right across between us and Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. We have a little allergy clinic there and a new pharmacy, too, by the way. And maybe I'll run over there one day and let them test me. I may do it one day.
Well, and you are right. At Nutrition World, I have a huge amount of people interested in, you know, lessening these symptoms, and I'm like you, sometimes the home environment, the car environment, we need to make sure that we are sealing ourselves off somewhat because of the excessive levels of pollen. The question is, you know, where in the body's mechanism of action is it affecting you? Why is it affecting you when it may not affect the next person? And of course, it's all about immune system responses, and it's seeing the pollen as an enemy rather than a friend. And you know, I don't know, when you were were very young, did you have symptoms?
I think since birth.
Oh,
I think I came out sneezing.
That's pretty young.
yeah, pretty much all my life. So, you know, it's a year-round thing mildly, but spring and fall are the worst, like for a lot of my patients. So at least I know what they're dealing with. That's a good thing. I can have some empathy for them. But I just cannot take the drugs for it, can't take the medicines, and too stubborn to go see a doctor. So, you know, it's easier to give advice than take it, right?
I have admitted about every week at least that I am far better at perhaps educating and helping others than myself because I'm hard-headed. And I do a lot for myself, but not when I'm not doing too well. I just kind of gorilla through it. But I will say my hip is continually improving.
Well, fantastic. I'm glad you weren't limping at all.
No, I can feel a little because I did do legs in the gym this week, which is the first time since probably December.
I'm so glad to hear that.
And it did flare it slightly, but I slept.
I don't like that part.
But at night it didn't hurt. So, but I'm taking a new product. It's actually a collagen product called Health by a company called Health Direct, and it has 26 different versions of collagen. We carried this about 15 years ago before collagen even got popular, and it tastes horrible. But a rep gave it to me because she saw me limping, and she said, "You have to try this." And I pretty much said, "It's not going to work." I had no placebo effect. And yet, after about a week of it, I started feeling better. I mean, it's the only thing I did different, which does not prove that it was that. But I'm not going to stop it because I continue to improve and improve.
Is that a liquid or
how do you take it? It's a liquid, and it's, you know, has some claims to burn some body fat and other things. But that's not my reason for taking it. You do have to want to do it because the new collagens have no taste. But they're only using about 3 to 5 versions of collagen. When you do the collagen that's a whole complex collagen, it's really rank tasting. So you have to be willing to do that.
Willing being desperate, right?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly right. There's a great site that I go to, and I was going to try to find it to read it, but it's called Urban Monk, M-O-N-K, and it's a gentleman who is quite popular about educating on health, spirit, joy, contentment of life. But he had a great post on barometric pressure and how it can so affect how we feel, because you said, like, people can actually feel very ill just from pollen when it's actually not an illness, it's not a pathogen. And there's so many things in our world, I think, and especially me, my daughter and I, like, I don't have any problem with allergies, but I'm very sensitive, I do believe, to atmospheric, environmental, chemical exposures. And I can, and just to just kind of go sideways with this before I forget it, I know I've mentioned before that I eat at Panera a lot. One is because it's convenient, it's easy. They have a list of the things they do right, but I'm kind of PO'd at them right now because...
What have they done?
You know, I'm really, and a lot of people don't do this, but I demand transparency with foods and supplements, totally. I want to know the entire background. I don't want to be... taken advantage of by hidden numbers or hidden names or hidden chemicals. Well, I've been eating this bowl over there. It's called a chicken, broccoli, and quinoa bowl. Well, they brag about the fact that the chicken is raised with no antibiotics, and I've got my broccoli, and I've got some quinoa, and I pour olive oil on it. Usually been eating it about maybe twice a week. Well, all of a sudden, about 2 weeks ago, I met someone over there, and we ate the same thing. I purchased the meal for them because it does taste good. Well, a few days later, we both just started talking. And I don't know if you remember last Saturday, Dr. Green, but I came in and I said, "I feel like crap. I have brain fog, my stomach's hurting, and I'm totally exhausted." Well, I put all my mental notes together. It happened every single time I ate that food. Every time I had those symptoms, I had eaten either the night before or that day that particular food. Well, come to find out, the chicken comes already basically cooked. I think it's fried in something. I didn't know it was fried, but my daughter said, "Oh no, Dad, this thing has been sizzled in some kind of oil." And the person I had lunch with, exactly the same symptoms. And I am just done with eating those kind of foods. I have to have better quality foods. So I don't know what I'm going to do today for lunch, but I'm going somewhere else.
Well, you know, Jason's Deli is back open.
I know. I'm just so lazy now because I'm spoiled with that phone ordering and go pick it up and not have to wait. So what a baby I am. I don't want to fix my salad bar, but I'm probably going to go there today.
Well, I would encourage you to do that. And by the way, folks, happy Easter. I had forgotten to say that at first. So happy Easter to everybody. Hope you're having a fantastic day. And with your family, hopefully.
Absolutely. Isn't this a stark contrast to last year at this time?
Oh, my goodness. They were showing on the World News a picture of the airports last year at this time, and now, night and day, totally different. And it's nice to see life again. We say that every week, and I hope it continues. And a lot of the World News makes it look like they're going to shut us down again. Oh, my Lord, I hope not. Don't you?
I don't believe it's going to happen. And certainly the rest of the show, I do have two or three notes on this conversation of COVID and some of the truth. And again, those opinions are simply ours personally, not that of the station or of any other company. But it is a...
And we're full of opinions, people.
Pretty much full of it. Yep. And one of the articles I was going to reference had to do with the... kind of like Chicken Little. Remember the Chicken Little story?
Oh, yeah.
The sky is falling. Well, this had to do with Chicken Little puppet masters and how fear is destroying our freedom and how much information is not being presented by the media except to push our fear buttons. They do not want us to feel confident and safe in this world because it's much more difficult to control people when they are feeling a sense of contentment.
Oh, yeah. But if you put a population in fear, they are more malleable.
Absolutely. All the way across the board. I'm going to talk later in the show about some testing on olive oil. I'm always intrigued, and I've always been skeptical of olive oil companies and a company called Consumer Labs, which I pay about, I don't know, $70 a year to be a member of. They test everything, and it's very credible.
Out of curiosity, have you, you know, we've talked about Whole Foods, Olive Bar they used to have, and you have so many varieties. Have you ever been to, say, Europe and had fresh olives?
Oh, yes.
Fresh off the grove?
It's nothing.
I never have done it. Is it different?
Is different. I'm telling you, and the amount of people who come to me who cannot eat wheat in this country, but they go to Italy and they can eat all the pizza they want and pasta because they're using a different type of grain. But I've been to Italy once. It is on my bucket list for going back.
And we may have gotten the pasta from you that we used this week, a vegetable pasta. And it was actually really good because we're doing low carb, lost about 5 pounds in a week, by the way, Ed. Back on that and running. Back on the low-carb, people, but it makes me feel better for the most part. But the veggie pasta was superb. You know, it's multicolored. I normally wouldn't buy that kind of thing because I like normal pasta and bread, but I had to cut those things out. It just was a necessity.
Yep, there's some things, especially as we get older, that I feel is a necessity for longevity and feeling quality of life and energy. Well, brother, it's time to take a break. When we come back, we've got about 6 different topics we're going to be discussing. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Chattanooga.com. Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And, you know, just to, I guess, I don't want to say get it out of the way, but I'm always interested in, you know, at least not as much as we used to, but some conversation on the COVID and the supposed pandemic, which is certainly not a pandemic any longer.
Did you say supposed, Ed?
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, the pandemic. Yes, science is right. It's absolutely a pandemic.
That was sarcasm, people, if you didn't pick up on that.
Yeah. You know, the Florida governor, DeSantis, how do you pronounce it?
DeSantis?
DeSantis, yes. Like he says, there seems to be an ever-moving goalpost, is what he referred, I think, to a fact that no matter where we are, no matter how many pluses we have and how much we've gotten supposedly better, they always want to set us back. So now they're using the theory of the mutated versions that are going to wipe us out.
I've noticed that.
And there seemed to be very little credible evidence for that. And it's really another piece to the evidence of how we are tending to be manipulated. Yes, there's COVID. Yes, there's been tragedy. Yes, there's been deaths. Most of the time, there are people who already have other health issues, not all the time, but most of the time. And again, when we look at the death rate on the CNN news, which is always seem to be posting it, why don't they use some of the positives as we could have done if we were a legitimate media society of how many deaths we prevented from flu? Have you seen any flu much yet?
For the first time in 28 years, zero.
Yep.
None. And I agree with you on that issue. So I've noticed that as well. You know, we're glad to hear that currently new cases for COVID, ICU admissions, inpatient stays, they're at a low. I mean, that's fantastic. So, you know, I like to spread that good news. Could it change? Yes. I mean, it can change. We've been talking about viral propagation and viral shift for, how long? A year here? And, you know, when a virus goes through a human body or an animal body, can it mutate? Yes, it will pick up some of your, it'll change a little bit. But does it change dramatically? Well, it can. You know, that's one of the issues they do with the flu shot every year. They have to plan, how is it going to change? How will it modify? What is the protein coat going to look like so they can get a vaccine against it? And they have to make an educated guess. And they frankly do a pretty good job guessing. And that's what it is, educated guesswork. To get the vaccines. Can the COVID do that? Yes. I mean, there are some variants out there that are different enough that people can get reinfected. It's true. But, you know, I just haven't seen that high level of cases here in the U.S. But if you watch the news, it's a pandemic again, and we need to be horribly fearful. But I heard somebody on, gosh, I wish I remember the doctor's name, it was ABC News Thursday or Friday night, and he said, guys, we are in the home stretch. This is great. And he was very positive. You know, and I liked hearing that positive note. He did caution But please, you know, maintain your social distancing, wear your mask, and that's all fine. Yes, that's good, and it's not going to hurt anybody. But we are suffering from a pandemic of fear right now, and mm-hmm. that's what you were talking about. And the fear, as we've said for easily 6 to 12 months here on the show, is hurting a lot more people. It is hurting virtually everybody, and the levels of depression and anxiety are skyrocketing. And, you know, mental health, our mental health as a population is suffering because of the fear being propagated on the national news. And I frankly don't like it. I have to turn off the news a lot, and probably you do too.
Absolutely. I know that toxins of any kind cause us damage, and the news is one of the bigger ones for myself. I know the Florida governor did say this: we cannot simply undo the harm caused by flawed policies advocated by our elites, but we can resolve that we never let this happen to our country again. And it's talking about the Chicken Little's puppet masters and how we've been so manipulated. And the thing is, again, we look at the evidence just even for vitamin D. Why is it not on headline news that every, especially darker skinned individuals, they have about 2.5 times higher risk of death? But it seems the evidence is clear that raising their vitamin D, which they have far less of because their skin can't convert it from the sun, would help lower that significantly. And like this article here, which I trust this guy, Dr. Serkis, pretty well. He's a nut, but he's a good nut. It's been over 6 weeks. 6 weeks since Iowa dropped all state-level COVID restrictions, and surprise, surprise, hospitalized patients are down 54%. But if you try to Google this information, you're not going to be able to find it. All you will see is death, dying, and it must be the end of the world because of COVID, which miraculously seems to be a cure for the flu. So,
well, I keep seeing on the news, and I haven't looked at the states, I didn't have the time this week, that there are several states with markedly rising levels of COVID. I mean, is that true or is it not? I haven't fact checked it.
It seemed like there's some states that there may be. Again, the testing is somewhat in question. Like this article says here, will medical wonders ever cease? Texas COVID numbers fall for the 17th day following
Texas, you say?
Yes, following okay. reopening state and lifting mask mandates. Now, I know here, aren't we supposed to lift it on the 28th of April in Chattanooga?
Supposedly. I think that's what the mayor said.
Yeah. And it seems like they made a comment that this is going to be fairly in stone unless something major happened.
And each business would have the right to say what they want to do, which is fair. You know, if a business wanted to, if I didn't have a mask, mm-hmm. and they have one posted saying I can't come in without one, I have a choice. I go get a mask or I don't do business with them. That's fair.
Very fair. Very fair.
You know, but I think there are still a lot of business owners, based on some interviews I saw on local news, that are still quite fearful about that. They're probably going to keep their mask mandate inside their stores active.
As long as it's a choice, then I'm all for giving everybody a choice where it's not mandated.
Well, it was a free country, right? Or is?
Yeah, it is.
I have trouble remembering it. You know, and I noticed the CDC this past week said, hey, you can travel now. Could I not travel before? I know they're talking about
you
without as many restrictions and all that. But something about being told that I'm allowed to do that, that just doesn't sit well with me. You know, I'm glad that things are getting better. I've got my COVID card. I mean, I've got my vaccine, so we've talked about that before. But the fact that I need to carry that, I don't know. It just really doesn't sit well. And yes, that's my opinion, not the producer, not my employer. Ed may feel similarly, but I really don't like the idea of being told I can or can't travel, I can or can't do this or that. I like freedom. I cherish it. It's dear to me.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know there may be a few people listening who will say, well, we must sacrifice the individual freedoms for the whole. Mm-hmm. And there is something to that theory, but not when there's so many holes in the theory, to me, especially.
Well, you know, the founding fathers and mothers said the same thing. We do give up some freedoms for society, for a civilized society. And that's true. But I don't know. It didn't sit well. I guess somebody will tell me why. Somebody's sure to send us a message about that, but something about it, and I do have a relative who's an attorney, and he has talked for the last year about all these civil rights and civil liberties that have been basically dropped because of the pandemic, and it has disturbed a lot of people like that that are constitutional attorneys. And my patients talk to me about it. I don't know constitutional law myself, so I just listen to them and go, wow, that's actually disturbing. But I guess that's why I think about it, because they talk to me about it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I do know, again, I go back to people like Dr. Melvin, who has treated over 400 patients with COVID and most of them over 60, and used nutritional intervention and a small amount of the a drug. And she has not had one single person be hospitalized.
What drug? Do you remember? Did she say?
It's not ivermectin. It was one that is kind of down the list, and I wasn't really sure why she used it. I will find out from
her. That's still controversial. The ivermectin, supposedly controversial, but there's a lot of good evidence on that. Virginia Medical School is where that started.
Right. Yeah. Let me ask you this. The AstraZeneca vaccine, which one is that? That's not, of course, the top three, right?
No, we got Pfizer, right. And J&J is out now, so yep. We're still waiting.
And Moderna.
Waiting on the on both of those. We had Pfizer. We haven't gotten the other two yet. I don't think we're going to get the AstraZeneca.
Okay.
There's been some controversy on that.
It is,
know.
Because 19 different European countries have already suspended the use of it because of deadly blood clots. So,
well, the others have had some blood clots, too, though.
They have. But this one seems to be even worse. So, again,
you know, the J&J is more traditional. Technically, the party line is get the first one you find. If it's Moderna, Pfizer, it doesn't really matter. J&J, just get the first one you can find. But the J&J is much more traditional, you know, not an mRNA.
Mm-hmm.
So people have to make their own choice. Are they going to get it or not? And frankly, a lot of my patients are going, Doc, I just don't want to get it. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's what I'm hearing from a lot of people. I don't know if that's a great idea or not. I don't think there's any big controversy with the vaccines right now, but are there side effects? Yeah. I mean, I missed a couple of days of work with mine, and that costs money, and it doesn't feel good.
Nope. So the J&J is not a messenger RNA vaccine.
No, it's more traditional.
It's more traditional, which is what I'm recommending when people ask me about it, because what is the difference? Well, when you do a regular vaccine, the viral protein floats outside the cell, and it helps to create the natural antibodies that you would get as though you had an infection. Well, the other two actually create the viral protein itself within the cell by programming the body to do it. And that is a genetic alteration. It's a genetic programming.
Well, that's what RNA does. It's like a template to build something.
Yes.
And the other one's more like looking at a mugshot of a criminal, so you're watching for him.
There you go. I like that.
And that's
that.
The way I do it, or explain it.
Yep. Yeah, Mr. RNA is kind of like a cook in the kitchen, and it's going to cook up this new method. And so the J&J, now the J&J does have some controversy. I think I spoke of it last week for some Catholics and some other people in regard to potential using some substance from aborted fetuses. Now,
I remember you saying that. I have not researched that, so sorry about that.
And same, I'm reading some headlines of people that I tend to trust, but I'm not saying that's absolute. So someone who is really concerned, do your homework, and then you can make a wise decision on that.
And I do wonder, you don't know that it's a fact, right?
It was written very factually with some good, in fact, one of the bigger Catholic priests were the ones who brought this up. It came from the Catholic Church.
We need to check that, or if somebody else has, send us the information.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we kind of covered the vaccine front pretty well, and I do know I hear so many reports from people, as you do, because people share all their stories with me, and it does seem about 80% of the people who get the vaccine, other than a sore arm, they seem to be fine, and the other 20 have some vague symptoms and sometimes some very harsh ones like temperature and fatigue and, you know, kind of down and out for a couple days. But
yeah, and have you noticed on the news they're showing the new skin reactions, supposedly?
No.
I think that was on maybe Friday night, ABC. I think it was ABC. I can't remember who it was. But I swear they showed toxic epidermal necrolysis, which is quite dangerous, actually. But I'm thinking that's not, that wasn't due to the COVID vaccine. That was a medical emergency for the person. But they're showing all these terrible pictures on TV and saying, you know, it's not COVID arm. You know, somebody did a paper on COVID arm, which is just a swollen red arm. Gosh, I had easily 20% of people get that, and it goes away in a week or so. But they're showing some, I haven't checked to see if it's true or not, but major head-to-toe skin reactions. So you haven't seen that or heard of it?
Only in one person. Now, what I have heard, and tell me.
And this is the news, by the way, not me.
I have heard and I take, you know, being in this business of hearing health stories for 42 years, you and I both know, we have to kind of take a little bit of a grain of salt with some of these stories. But I have had five people who had never had blood pressure issues who now had to be on medication within 2 weeks of the shot. Hmm. And these were not older people. They were middle-aged people. Coincidental? I don't know. I mean, five people in about the past 6 weeks who actually said they had to go to their doctor and get on medication, and they had never had issues before. Huh.
And so far, I haven't seen anyone say that.
Okay.
Interesting, though.
Yeah, it is.
I'm going to remember that in case I see it. So, you know, normally for us, I'd say easily 90% of the people are having zero side effects.
Yeah. Of course, my concern is not the side effects at the moment. It's the side effects down the road, of which we still don't know even what other vaccines can do.
It's going to take another 5 years.
Absolutely. Five minimum before we figure all this out, or before we start to figure all of this out. When we come back, I do want to talk a little bit about a couple things on CBD that's pretty interesting.
Awesome.
And also, as I mentioned last week, the Aura ring that I'm wearing. I now have another week under my belt. I am a chronic insomniac. If there's any one demon in my life, health-wise, it is that. And I am going to continue to do everything I can to manage it, because it can be devastating to all of us to not get enough sleep. And I'm my own worst enemy by overwork and this and that. But this ring is really miraculous. I want to show you and talk about the numbers learned this week. Well, it is time to take another break. And when we come back, we'll be talking about all those points. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I'm stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shadowford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And I do have to ask you a question. We are starting to carry something that so far I've still not had, but I'm going to try it because I'm always willing to try anything. Have you ever had scrambled duck eggs?
Never.
Okay. We have a lady who, her passion is raising ducks and selling the eggs. Well, we now carry them at Nutrition World. And Katie, this week, we have staff meetings every other week, and she brought in the nutritional information on these duck eggs. I had no idea. It has double the nutrients of chicken eggs. It has 9 grams of protein in a duck egg compared to 6 for chicken. It has a stronger shell, far longer shelf life. It has improved pH, has 3.85 milligrams of iron. Chicken does not. It has 184 milligrams of choline, which is fantastic for brain function. And omega-3 of 71 milligrams versus a chicken only 37 milligrams. And also has vitamin D in it. Well, it is richer looking. The picture that I, another picture I have, is darker and more vibrant yellow color. But one day when you're by the store, I want you to get a dozen and cook some eggs.
Are they the same size or similar?
Yeah, yeah, same size.
I've seen quail eggs at the store, but not a duck egg.
I didn't even ever think about duck eggs that we would eat them, but obviously we can.
Have you tasted them?
No.
Well, that's going to be a project for you for the next week.
I'm not a person who cooks much, but I did ask my daughter, and she's really into all of this, but she's not even tried it yet. We just started carrying it about 4 weeks ago, so I am just really happy with this lady who grows them, and she does everything right. The kind of feed that has no GMO, you know, everything that I would want to do if I were a regenerative farmer, and... speaking of regenerative farming, that is the new concept of the future. Organic farming is always going to be a part of the conversation, and it's certainly valuable. But regenerative farming is far different. In fact, I did a podcast on it on theholisticnavigator.com on what is regenerative farming. It is the way to save the earth and also create equilibrium between all animals and plants in a way that is beyond any wisdom that we could intellectually come up with. In fact, there's a movie called The Biggest Little Farm, one of my best movies I've ever seen, and it has to do with this couple who buys some land and turns it into regenerative farming. It is a documentary, but it's very interesting.
Now, wasn't there a regenerative farm you either traveled to or you interviewed the owners? Like last year, maybe 2 years ago? I have a vague recollection. Can't remember the
name.
Yeah,
we did have a conversation of that. It might have been what I'm referencing on the Holistic Navigator, because it was about a 40-minute conversation. And I did do a new post on the Holistic Navigator, and it had to do with an interview with a person, Carrie from Natural Factors, who's the educator from that company. Very, very good experience with a lot of this conversation that I normally have with health and nutrition. But he talked about what can we do to accelerate a keto plan. And really and truly, it came down to using an herb called berberine. Berberine is used traditionally to help balance blood sugar levels and insulin levels. And that's one of the mechanisms of keto that make it work, is taking that into an optimal level. And berberine has a lot of studies, PubMed studies. And if you get a good brand of it, it is amazing to help maintain very optimal blood sugar levels. In fact, many people do view it as a metformin substitute. And taking one with each meal, I have seen wondrous reports from people. So on The Holistic Navigator, if you're on keto and you want to hear some other steps to help to empower that to a new level, then do that. And I will say, I just did a TV show in actually California. It was through Zoom. And I did it 2 days ago, Dr. Green, and it was probably the biggest TV showing I've had. And what they're interested in right now, because of just the topic, is spring detox. How do we detox our body from the chemicals that we are exposed to? And, you know, we seemingly don't think about the level of chemicals, but they did this study on umbilical cord a few years ago and found... We always thought that the umbilical cord, that the baby would not get transferred a lot of chemicals because the mother's body would tend to harbor and have a safety net for it so it wouldn't be transmitted. Well, it's not true. They found 268 chemicals in the umbilical cord of about 150 women. Everything from especially skincare items, because the average woman uses 12 different health and beauty aids per day, 12. And most of these are outlawed in Europe, and they are not outlawed here. Well, these are chemicals that keep building and building. So I did this whole article on detox on theholisticnavigator.com. You just click on it, and a pop-up will happen, and it tells you about how to do a four-week detox in order to lessen these chemicals. And that's one reason we all walk around many times with less than optimal health, brain fog, less energy, sometimes weight gain. It could be due to some of these chemicals. That's why I sit in the dry heat sauna, and we exercise, drink plenty of good water. Sweating is phenomenal for detoxing, intermittent fasting, but sometimes you have to use nutritional supplementation, in my opinion, because what happens is most of these toxins lock themselves into the fatty cells of the body, not the non-fatty parts, and they really are, when I use the word locked in, they are locked in. And the only way to liberate them so they can free themselves up is through fasting and sauna and nutritional supplementation that opens the pathways. So go to theholisticnavigator.com if you want to learn more about how to do that. And so, and in fact, there was another study, it was on our Facebook on Holistic Navigator. They found in a different group of pregnant women, they tested the pregnant women, and it was very interesting, very well done study. They found 55 previously unknown chemicals. Well, they couldn't even identify them. They don't know what these chemicals, they just know they're a synthetic version of something that they cannot identify, which is confounding to me. I don't know, but there's so many new chemicals that seem to be coming around on the market. Maybe they don't have the information on what, how to pick those out. I don't know, but it's scary. It's just plain scary, especially when we deal with pregnancy and babies and what's happening to the society. You know, I'm around more young ones now because I have a grand boy who's 2 years old, so I get to see, you know, his little playmates. And I am concerned because one is, you know, it doesn't take very long for the, you know, eating what most Americans think is a vegetable, which is French fries and Coke. It doesn't take long for the effects to be showing on children. I mean, it's usually by 3 or 4 years old. And the chicken McNuggets and all the terrible processed foods. And chicken McNuggets is nothing but a chemical mixture of far removed from the earth foods. I mean, yeah, it has chicken in it, but it's been processed to a point that's not even resembling the original food. And we're you know, the old company called Seventh Generation, it was named that because we do know that it takes seven generations to actually come back from a hugely damaging environmental insults to either the earth or to the human body. It doesn't happen in one generation. So the damage we do today over the next years will go seven generations before. And that's if we do everything right to fix it. So it's not just this month. It's my grandkids, grandkids, grandkids that's going to be affected by all of the toxicity. Wow, I got on a roll there.
Well, I like listening to it. And I was just thinking how we used to talk a lot about shopping from the outside of the store.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
And I will say in our home, we've done a lot better in the last, say, 2 to 3 weeks. You know, fresh veggies, fresh meats, a lot of salmon. You know, it's been healthier. We preach it every week, so I need to do it. We've done better though in less processed foods, and certainly we don't go get chicken McNuggets and just stay away from the fast foods. But typically I would say, you know, on a low carb diet and eating healthy, like we were saying, lean meats and veggies and whatnot, I feel so much better. I have less brain fog. I'm more alert and awake. I have a new student that works with me now 2 days a week, and I need to stay, you know, alert for her because I'm trying to teach her as well. But I feel so much better in general, I would say, doing that kind of a diet than, you know, whatever the drug reps bring to the office or going out and having bad foods. I can't remember the last time I had a burger. I really can't now. It's been long enough back. But, you know, do I miss it? Yeah, a little bit. You know, I can take or leave the sweets. That doesn't bother me. But the really, you know, like you talked about the vegetable, my favorite vegetable, French fries, and my other favorite vegetable, macaroni and cheese, you know, and that's what I was laughing at, not the kids eating the toxins, but, you know, they do taste good. I mean, we can't deny the fact they do, but I've been withholding myself or stopping myself from eating those, and I feel so much better for the most part. So, you know, hopefully people will listen to you and listen to us and eat, you know, freshly prepared products. You know, look at what they're... I was trying to remember that fish site, by the way. You're going to have to tell me which one it is that... because I was getting the salmon, I was eating some out and also buying some at a local store, but I was trying to remember which one shows you where your fish came from. I cannot remember the name of that.
That's the first time that I have seen you not remember the name of something.
I am getting older after all.
It's called Seafood Watch.
There you go.
Seafood Watch. Now, I will say, and again, it's not to frustrate people, because it's easy to be frustrated with this conversation. Yes, the life-changing decisions that we make what we choose at the store, at the restaurant, what we fix at home is life-changing for the long haul. But I did a whole article on this chemical thing and pesticides, fungicides, and what they can do to our body. And individually, they're very harmless. But when you keep doing it year after year and you keep adding the skincare stuff to the fungicides, to the Roundup, to the drinks we drink, to the air we breathe, it just gets cumulative. That's where the damage comes in. That's why we have to use a detox method, I think, every year or two to help the body rid itself. But kale and spinach were horrendously heavy on chemicals.
Really?
Horrendously heavy. Cabbage wasn't. It's called the Dirty Dozen, and there's a site called EWG.com. They have an app, and they also have a website where you go in, and it's very credible about how to choose your foods properly based on the real studies. And it's kind of scary because strawberries were awful. Peaches were phenomenally loaded with chemicals. And so we look at a food as its nutritional content. No, we have to look at it from nutritional and cleanliness content.
Well, let me ask you, is that just the surface of the peach, the surface of the strawberry, or the whole fruit?
The whole fruit, because you cannot wash it off of something that has a soft, porous exterior. I mean, yes, a banana, you're going to peel it, and you're going to have some inside, but nothing like you would when you have a soft exterior that has absorbed every single raindrop and piece of chemical.
Oh, I hate that. The kale, I mean, I'm not a big kale fan. But spinach salad, I love leafy spinach. It's so good.
I'm going to continue to eat spinach because I understand that you weigh everything risk against benefit, and I think the benefit still outweighs the risk. But what's the key is to, again, supplement so you can detox, do the right detox methods, whether it's intermittent fasting, which is eating about, 9 to 10 hours a day and not eating the other 14 to 15. Those things really create a huge amount of ability to detox the body.
And strangely, we keep hearing more and more benefits on intermittent fasting.
Yeah, it's done. It's in the literature for history.
But more and more, like every week, it seems. Nothing bad, all good.
All good. Super cheap. You save money. You have less cravings. You lose weight. You think clearer. You sleep better. I've gotten back strict with it because it's helping my sleep. So that's one of the big advantages.
Nice. We forgot to talk about your ring, maybe on the next segment.
Oh, yeah. We're going to catch the ring. Absolutely. It's time to take a break. When we come back, I am going to talk about my Aura Sleep ring.
Unless we forget again.
We won't. I got to know. We've got that. Plus more to come for Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around?
Well, I've got exactly what you need.
Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And, you know, we only have a few minutes, but I got to cover two quick things, if you don't mind, Dr. Green. One is we have a great massage therapist at Nutrition World named Sherilyn. In fact, I sent somebody there last week. I go there to get massages. And we have other people that do massages, also fantastic. But right now, I've been going to Sherilyn. But she posted on her Facebook site this morning before the show the amazing help that we gave her with her pet with the CBD gummies. My daughter, other people, when thunder comes and they're terrified, the pets are, these CBD gummies are magical. And Stacy, who's my pet expert, we carry the very best ones because she's so particular. Secondly, I want to make sure that everyone knows that we are giving away basically free CBD.
You didn't give it all out?
We did not. And we got some more back in. And so all you have to do is purchase the empty glass bottle because we bought it in a gallons. And so we have it in the small bottles from that gallon. So what we're doing is giving the CBD free, which is a $30 value. And all you pay is about $3.99 to cover
the bottle. I'm surprised you have any left.
Well, we failed to advertise it anymore. We have it just kind of on the back.
I told a lot of patients.
Thank you. And then lastly, we spoke about my chronic insomnia, and I do use many things. And you can go to nutritionw.com to download my free sleep ebook. Without the information, I think I personally discovered I might be dead today because of lack of sleep. And it comes and goes, like most people. And the fact is, as we age, and you know, Dr. Green, with your patients, some people as they age, they don't have any issues, but many people do have different sleep patterns as we age. We have less of the deep and less of the REM, which are the ones that regenerate us. And so, you know, I come and go with it. Sometimes I can figure it out. Sometimes I can't. Well, I bought this ring called an Oura, O-U-R-A. Not cheap by any means, but it is the most amazing technology to help break down the patterns of my sleep to a level from heart rate variability to the temperature to my pulse to all other factors that then gives me scores as far as how was my night. Because I don't know about you, listeners, but many times, you know, I think I know what my sleep was like. And the thing is, I'm learning now that I don't always have it correct. The other night I thought, I slept really darn well. Well, the numbers really didn't indicate it. And by that afternoon, I could tell because I could tell I was dragging where I shouldn't have been. And then on the opposite, the other night I thought I had like, this is the world's worst night's sleep in a year. Well, the numbers showed that it actually wasn't as bad as I thought it was. I had enough REM sleep. I just didn't have enough deep sleep. So my mind was pretty good. The deep helps regenerate the body. The REM helps sleep regenerate more of the brain. And I actually could tell by the end of the day, my brain was still pretty darn good. And it would not have happened if I had had as little sleep as I thought I had had. I do get up in the middle of the night many times sometimes, and I will take GABA, G-A-B-A, as a way to calm the brain back down. No supplements magical, and we have to recreate a rhythm when we lose it. And one thing is, I'm probably, my biggest demon is getting home too late from a fast pace of life, I will say, and then not being able to slowly slow down. And I use the analogy, the guy wrote the book Yoga of Sleep. It's one of the best books, especially listen to an Audible, that explains how to really deal with sleep issues. And he said, would you come home at night or in the evening when you go down your street, would you pull in your garage at 40 miles an hour and then slam the brakes on? No, you start slowing down quite a bit of houses before your own resident. And that's what we need to do with sleep. We don't come in the house, get on the work computer, watch something exciting, and then expect to put our head on the pillow and go to sleep. It doesn't work that way, people. It just doesn't.
No, and you know, for me, like I said, I've been going to the gym more, as Adam, who you employ, noted. But if I go to the gym late after, what, a 12 to 14-hour day, it makes me feel so good, so energized. I can't do that in the morning. For some reason, morning exercise makes me tired during the day. Mm-hmm. To go in the evening, if I can get my lazy rear end in there, wakes me up. So if I've been running and lifting, if I get home like at 9:30, I cannot go to sleep. I mean, I'm wide awake for you know, like 2 hours. That is the only downside to exercising late at night. But that's, I sympathize with you there, because every time I'm going to the gym late, I can't fall asleep. It is, it's I'm living your life with that. You know, so maybe I need one of those rings too. But I am doing melatonin again. I've got my GABA at the bedside, and hopefully that's going to reset my body clock. But I don't know if exercise wakes you up and energizes you or tears you down, but boy, does it make me feel better.
It's worth it, but I cannot do the evening, because that would be the same as me watching some terribly upsetting movie or working extremely hard and expecting to lay down. It, I have to gradually unwind my mind in order to get to that peaceful place. And sleep has a lot to do with being connected with peacefulness.
Well, I love that analogy with the car coming into your driveway, because I feel like I'm parking at about 90 miles an hour.
Well, brother, that does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. Thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.